as we're riding the gondola, looking down sort of at the pinyon juniper woodlands, is what this would be considered. Typically south-facing, warmer, drier slopes. You know, as the name indicates, characterized by pinyon pines and juniper trees.
That's Brandon Jones of Wilderness Workshop, describing the ecosystem surrounding Iron Mountain and the Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry north of Glenwood Springs. A small group of hikers rode the gondola up to the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, which sits cheek by jowl to the quarry. The adventure park was the jumping-off place, so to speak, for the hike.
But not only do these two trees produce food sources for animals, this life zone is habitat for a lot of shrubs that provide really good winter forage for ungulates. In this area, we have elk, deer, and of course the bighorn sheep population, which we know has declined significantly in the past.
Once hikers walked through the adventure park, Jeff Peterson, director of Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, a group fighting the proposed expansion of the quarry, pointed out the size of the expansion and what the ground disturbance would look like.
So this existing quarry has operated since 1982. It is permitted under the BLM's permit for a total of 15.7 acres. RMR says they're closer to 20.8 acres at this point. So they would like to take that permit area from 15.7 acres up to 447 acres, with 321 acres of that being disturbed. You know, the first step is to develop mining roads up the whole face of this hill, this bowl that we see, to get machinery and employees to the top of the ridge. Basically, the extent of their permit area that they would start cutting and working their way down into the existing quarry is the ridge line that you see here. And so they would cut a horizontal line across that entire width of the bowl that, you know, extends almost to this cliff face and basically to the cliff face on the other side, and start working their way down to the existing quarry over the next 20 years. To get material from the very top to the existing quarry, they would put an elevated conveyor down the hillside that would, you know, work its way down kind of the ridge line on this right-hand side and dump material that had been crushed at the top of the site into a pile here that would be loaded into semi-trucks. You know, they're claiming between...
The group then hiked a few miles along Transfer Trail. A storm was brewing. The winds created dust devils along the graded part of the road, swirling dust and dirt into the sky, perhaps a harbinger of the air quality from possible future mining activities. RMR's proposed, or make propose, a rehab for the bighorn sheep that are going to be displaced, and it looks like it's about a half mile from operations. How effective will that be?
That's a good question, and I think from Wilderness Workshop's perspective, any added stress on an already stressed bighorn sheep population is unacceptable, and I wouldn't have full confidence in a relocation plan for them, and moving them at this area we're looking at here is, I'm seeing an already impacted landscape, I'm seeing bare rock in a lot of
Transfer
places.
Trail then narrowed into a rocky four-wheel drive jeep track and switchbacked up the mountain north of the quarry. The air calmed as the group headed into thick gamble oak.
Seeing a lot of lupine, which is in the pea family. We have back here Rocky Mountain penstemons, which are those beautiful purple and blue tall flowers. And then we just found some wild onion, which also has a purple flower.
I'm standing here on this mining superhighway and listening to the birds and the quiet. You can hear I-70 way far away. But you can hear all the birds up here surrounded by wildflowers. Purple and yellow, white. All kinds of wildflowers. Grasses. very little cheatgrass up here. Scrub oak.
The area that we've just walked up is past the saddle of Transfer Trail, for those of you who are familiar with the access to this flat tops area. And it's a really tight single lane dirt road that's pretty rocky and pretty darn narrow. What RMR is proposing, as we understand it, is essentially to make this road accessible and wide enough that it can be used for daily access for all of their employees, and also wide enough for access to bring up all of the mining equipment, crushers, bulldozers, D9s, excavators, everything they'll need. And the list within their proposal is significant. I mean, it's 20-some pieces of equipment, I believe, and big mining equipment.
Really, one of the main goals that I wanted to accomplish with this hike is just to be here and to experience this place as it is and to appreciate it as it is. Looking out over the verdant sort of late spring, early summer landscape really makes you appreciate it. And the flowers are blooming. The birds are singing.
They really are singing.
And it's a perfect evening to be out here. So
I think a lot about the impact that this would have on future generations and how that would forever change the direction of the community. And we dream of having our son come back and live with us or be a part of this community someday. And if this were to happen, I don't think we would necessarily want that to be the case.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.